put money in, because that's just about that big, little leather thing.
Would that be a little billfold or a little chain purse? Or little chain purse?
What do you call a piece of jewelry that you wear around your wrist? Right?
Bracelet.
Bracelet.
Oh, thanks.
A bunch of little balls, you know, pearls or something.
That's beads. Beads.
One of the things that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Galluses.
Yeah. Okay. And the thing you hold over your head when it
rains. Umbrella.
Alright. And what's the top cover of the bed, the last thing you put on when you make it out?
Spread.
And the thing is, the top of the bed that you lay your head on.
Pillar.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything kind of like a pillow that's a lot bigger than your head?
Let's see. Remember what it'd be called, upholster? Or no, it wouldn't be called that. It's called something else, though, but I can't think what it is now. It's bigger than a pillar and goes all the way across.
Is it bolster?
Bolster. Bolster, I believe it is. Bolster. Okay.
That thing you, one of those like you're making out there, that thick thing you put on?
Quilt.
Now what's if you have somebody come to see you and don't have enough beds, you lay a couple of
pallets
on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. Now, if you got a good field out there, raises a lot of crops on you, don't have so much fertilizer, and you say the soil is real.
Rich.
Yeah. What about fertile?
Uh-huh.
Fertile.
Yeah, it'd be fertile. Uh-huh. Okay. Fertile.
What do you call a flat lowland? On a creek or a branch or something.
You call that a flat? I don't know what, unless you just say a flat or something or another. I don't know. Anybody, you could help me answer these questions.
Call it a flat? Okay. What about a field with, so low you can't raise anything on but grass or clover or something like that?
What you'd call that? Just mucky land or what? Mucky land?
Meadow.
Yeah, you could say call it a meadow. Meadow. That grows things just low and flat for cows to graze on.
Okay.
A meadow.
No. Place where there's water standing in it all the time, real shallow water, and it never dries out. Cypress trees grow in it.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Pond.
Okay.
Pond. That'd be a pond.
Heck, you got the prettiest quilt tops. I'm just going to get your quilt tops.
Well, down these
cracks. Thank you. Well, yeah, and I was looking in there, you didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
What about a swamp? What's the difference between a pond and a swamp?
A swamp seems like it's a more growed up place with lots of growth so thick you can't hardly go through it. That'd be a swamp.
Yeah.
And a pond would just be an old flat thing with cypress trees or pine trees or anything are growing it, and old grass are growing away up. It was just whole water a little bit, and then when it rains, it's just got a little bit of water in it. That's called a pond. But a swamp is just be a, like the Okefenokee swamp. It'd just be a swamp with lots of water in it, lots of trees, and lots of brush where you couldn't walk through it, you know.
You know those places down by Brunswick?
Down by what?
Brunswick, on the coast, they have these flat places.
Marshes.
Grass.
Yeah, marshes.
And, what are some different kinds of soil?
Well, they'd be